Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
It's Christmas this weekend. Santa will be bringing some gifts. But what comes to my mind is how thankful I am to be here to enjoy friends, family, and the love of life. I know we all have some wonderful memories of Christmas in our younger days. My sisters and I went to our one-room country school for 8 years. We had 9 or 10 kids in the school with one teacher and no running water, 2 outhouses, a hand pump outside to get our water. Always at Christmas, our teacher worked with us to put on a Christmas program for our families. Singing Christmas carols, we sang Silent Night, Away in a Manger, Jesus Loves Me, and more. All of our parents were clapping their hands for us. We would wrap the celebration up with a big dinner. I have a lot of other Christmas memories, but this is one that I can't forget. Now, let's focus on a very important issue of the day, inflation. The Federal Reserve had been telling us that inflation is transitory. Well, Federal Reserve Chairman last week has backed away from that assumption. He will be raising interest rates and tightening up on the U.S. government bond buying. Inflation hit 6.8%, a 39-year high in November. I will never forget when inflation just exploded in 1979 and 1980 and 81. We were paying 16% interest on our farm borrowed money. I was Secretary of Agriculture, and our Federal Reserve kept raising interest rates. They did that to kill inflation, and it worked. Those were brutal times, forcing thousands of farmers out of business. Country banks went broke. And for most farms, this year, 2021, has been a good year with higher prices. Net income for U.S. farms should hit $117 billion. And next year will be a different story, though. I was talking to the company where we buy our fertilizer. Prices have exploded. They're 2 or 3 times what they were last year. Larry Summers, a highly respected Democratic economist, had a lead editorial in the Washington Post the day after our Federal Reserve announced plans, a series of rate increases. Now, Mr. Summers tells us that we need to apply sufficient restraint to cause inflation to come down to its 2% target without pushing the economy into recession. We need higher interest rates or we can't bring inflation down. But we don't need the $5 trillion Build Back Better spending bill, which would accelerate inflation. Thank you, Senator Manchin, for saying no. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.